Blog Talk Radio.
Bombarded by beckoning voices, and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quitclaim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children, oh Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tightropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you. In all things, gentle shepherd, help us find the way.
Comfort the
Martin family in their time of loss. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the healing work you're doing with George. We thank you, Lord, for the good report from Mark. And Lord, our hearts ought to always be overflowing, brimming over with thanks to you for all that you do in our lives, most of which we are not even aware. Lord, it's like we sometimes sing that song, "Have it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be?" But because you're on our side, we're here and rejoicing in your goodness, rejoicing in the fact that you bring comfort to those who are bereaved. You bring healing to those who are ill. You bring freedom to those who are bound. You bring salvation to those who are lost. Lord Jesus, make us ever conscious of you, our good shepherd. You've got a rod and you've got a staff and you have a purpose. And you care for us like no one has ever cared. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to draw our attention to you, not only here, but as we leave this place, as we will go throughout the days of this week, that our focus will be on Jesus. Amen. So Debbie gave us some scriptures to memorize, Psalm 23. I think probably most of us have it memorized in one form or another. So it's a good review. And I asked that we could memorize as well those few verses in Luke chapter 4 relating to Jesus that I want to read here once again. Verse 18 and 19, Luke chapter 4. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to those that are blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." We sang about that year this morning, didn't we? This is the year that the Lord may appear. And whether we see him coming in his second coming, we know he's going to appear thousands of times in our own lives as he comes to us. I also want to read the scripture that Jesus is quoting, which is Isaiah 61. And it's the first couple verses of Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That's how far Jesus read of that particular scripture. So that's the text that Jesus chose as his introductory message to identify himself. It was proclaimed in Nazareth, the place where he had grown up. And Jesus understood that this scripture was prophetically about himself. And so he makes this startling pronouncement to the people. "Today, this scripture is being fulfilled in your ears." Well, as you read this whole section, you discover that for a few minutes, the people, it says, they marveled at the gracious lips that were falling of the gracious words that were falling from his lips. They marveled at the gracious words that were falling from his lips. And then, very shortly, they turned against him and began to be critical. Basically, they're saying, who does he think he is? He grew up here. We knew him when he was a little boy. We know his brothers. We know his sisters. He's just a carpenter's kid. Where did he get all this? And so they set about to assassinate Jesus. So rather than receiving that which he was bringing to them, they sought to rid themselves of Jesus instead. That happened a lot in Jesus' life, didn't it? They liked what they heard, but when it got close to them, get rid of him. It wasn't even get rid of the message, get rid of him. And I wonder if it might still be that way in many areas. So on this second Sunday of the Lenten season, we look at the second of the blessings that Jesus came to perform. He sent me. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. I mentioned last week that as you read your Bibles, some of you may notice that phrase is not there. Now, Bible translation sometimes is a tricky matter because sometimes there are not words that are equivalent. But this is not a situation where there are not equivalent words. So, just for information,